This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
JT waiting on the 3-2. Garcia steps, kicks, and deals. And it swung on, hit well to right. Going back on it, Tucker to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone!
Yeah!
JT with an opposite field home run just out of the reach of a leaping Kyle Tucker. And the Phillies take the lead here in the top of the 10th inning. 6-5, Phillies on top.
Yep. Big. The only home run of the game for the Phillies, which is uncommon for this team. They scored runs the way I think you need to generate runs in these big games, and they did that, and then they get a home run to cap it off to help win it. It's a little scary at the end, but you know that creates for excitement. You know, if this was a regular season game, and it wasn't, after it was 5-0, you would have never gone back and watched that game. But it's amazing how things and your thoughts and things change when you're in the playoffs, and certainly when you're in the World Series. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. It is a great morning.
Yep.
I hope it continues.
Yep. If they win tonight, it's over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for Houston it is. It's just beginning for us.
So, well, no. If the Phillies win the game tonight, the series is over.
The series is over, but partying and everything's just beginning.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm looking at. You're looking at winning the series first.
Yeah, but you said the party's over. No, it's just beginning. So, anyway, just semantics. When they were down 5 runs and Verlander got first 9 players out, no problem.
I think it was 10.
Okay, there was 10, that's right. And I was thinking, okay, let's see how they're going to manage so they can set themselves up for tomorrow. But as soon as Hoskins got that hit, I got the glimmer of hope back. Because I just saw how they were doing everything, that type of thing, throughout the whole playoffs. Didn't say I was absolutely confident then, but then when they got the 3 runs, I certainly got more confident.
You did not think when they were down 5-0 they had a good chance to win. Be honest.
Not when they didn't even get a hit yet. And I mean, I was hoping there wouldn't be no hitters at that point. And so if they went a few more innings without a hit, certainly they wouldn't have had a chance.
Oh, right. So, I mean, obviously, getting it to 5-3 really put them back in position.
Yep, it did. And I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Hopefully they can win, and then the Eagles game tomorrow.
Okay, what team came up short?
2011 Philadelphia Phillies.
I thought the 2009 was a better one, but whatever.
No, they had the best record in baseball, best record they ever
had.
Yeah,
it's just team with the best record.
And if that series went 7 games, I think they would have won.
Well, but that usually the team with the best, and then thanks for the call, with the best record in any sport usually does not win a championship, which is crazy. Alan, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you today?
Just great. How are you?
I know. People are opening the doors at Wawa. Everybody's smiling at each other. You know, they're letting people in line. It's a great day here. So.
Yeah, hopefully it's, if it's a Wawa in the city, there's no crime in that Wawa. I feel bad. I feel bad for those people.
It's a Jersey Wawa.
Oh, then it's fine. Then it's good.
Anyway, yeah. Listen, I got to tell you, I've been listening since you started this morning. You hit a lot of good points on the head. No, it's 5-0. You didn't think they were going to win the game. Didn't think they were going to get shut out. But I also thought they might have put on a few more runs. So, you know, it's like a boxing match. They took the blows of the Houston Astros. But in the middle round, they came back. And when they got their three runs, yeah, 50% chance that they were going to win. But I got to tell you, one of the biggest things besides the home run was Bryson Scott's at-bat in the sixth or seventh, okay, where he had Verlander throw him 10 pitches. That kid can hit. And if he can hit, he can make people work. And I really thought that was a big turning point of when they had to get Verlander out.
Well, it's amazing. You got, well, the dynamic of not striking out,
yep,
which has not been the priority for a lot of baseball teams. If you strike out, they didn't complain. They said, it's, okay. Putting the ball in play, keeping it alive, keeping the at-bat alive. There's all kinds of things that go into it, yes.
I think, I got to tell you, since the Cardinals game, there is a change. I've said this earlier. There's a mojo in the clubhouse. There's a mojo on the bench. There is something where the senior guys, where the Bryces and everybody else are pulling these kids along and saying, come on, we can do this. And I really believe that they can do this. And with the pitching staff that the Phillies have right now, which reminds me a lot of the 08, 7, 8, 9, maybe not a Lidge. We don't have a Lidge, okay? But you've got, Sir Anthony. And even though Dave makes it interesting, I think he's got a game plan. I think he really, that was a soft pitch around to the one batter before they brought up, the final at bat. And I'll ask you a quick question. What was your opinion of the batter who threw his elbow in front? Shouldn't that have been a strike? Should there be a penalty for basically trying to get on base by getting hit intentionally?
Well, wait a minute. He did penalize him by not giving him first base. You're getting too deep there. It's too deep.
Right.
Most of the time, they don't make that call. Most of the time, the guy goes to first base.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Well, it's pretty obvious, I guess, to the umpire and certainly on camera.
Well, it had to be obvious to him. But there's a lot of players that do that, and they never get that call. All right, what was your team that didn't?
My team, Howard, I'm going to venture to say that in the winter of 03, you probably called this game a stone-cold border lock. Tampa can't play in the cold. The Eagles were already putting up banners for the Super Bowl. It would have to be 20 years and 3 months. The Eagles.
I remember it's below 40 degrees, but that, and I appreciate the. But what we try to do is get a team that didn't achieve. And would you take the whole season into that? That was a game that was a disaster, and it was really it was one player. I think they blamed it on the linebacker Barry Gardner, but it was the safety who didn't tell the coach he was hurt, and he played hurt. A guy named Blaine Bishop was the real problem there. Pam, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Honey, I'm wonderful.
That's great. Awesome. I'm in heaven right now. So I've been to the 1980 World Series. I've been to the 1993 World Series, where Joe Carter broke my heart, and I've been to the 2008 World Series, and I've been to all the parades, so I'm in heaven right now. My Phillies are just making me so happy and so proud. But I'm a little concerned about our pitching. Aaron looked, he was injured last night. The way he was playing, and last time
he was not injured.
I know he's not, but he looks like he's hurting about something's going on with him.
No, I think you're overthinking it, Pam. He has those games. He has those games.
He's had two in a row now.
Okay, but he's had those games. Hey, for previous years, he's had those games for most of September.
Yeah, this is true.
No, it's just, hey, he pitched a bad game, and for whatever reason, he pitched a poor game.
Right, but our bat came back and saved his butt.
Yeah.
But,
all right, Pam, what team didn't achieve that you thought could achieve?
Are you doing just Philly teams or general?
No, every anybody.
Okay. 1998 Minnesota Vikings.
I'm trying to think.
The field goal that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was Randall Cunningham's team, right? Yeah, all right. Thanks for the call. Who was the kicker? It was a hell of a kicker, too, and he missed the field goal. I forget who the kicker was. Yeah, they were a good team. That was Randall's chance, too. All right. Mark Lawrence will be coming up. We'll take some more calls because we'll have some time after Mark Lawrence and get your thoughts on teams that came up short to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check it all out at debruno.com for whether it's gift baskets, catering, just terrific food, just all kinds of good stuff there. All right, Mark Lawrence coming up. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata, and the time now is 9:36.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.